Thank you. you, Chandler Hart, hits me in bookstore. Spanish Casa, seashell soft shore, hit me. Oh, what's up, my love? Hey, my love is a torrenter. My love is a torrenter. Get under. This what happens when your sexual practice contains just Spanish phrases.
Trousers and cold smoke, I am writing this verse now. All in cold smoke, I am writing, and I am hoping for coffee and your smile. Coffee and your smile.
This was a work from Markus Dressler and his project Tofu Butchers. We heard some songs from him in our last show as well. We're here in the studio with a bunch of people who are all from the Gusthof. It's Gusthof Soundtrack Part 2, Volume 2 today. And we're all going to present ourselves later on in the show. First, we're going to hear a project from Eric Jörg, who was here in our last show too. But last time it wasn't possible to hear his project, and now we're having it here. It's called Music Without the Film, and I can try to explain what it is about. It's Eric made a guided tour through Stockholm, where he linked the people to places he selected. He put it on a ghetto blaster there with music he produced. And the idea was that the place where he brought the people to was the scene, and the music he produced was the soundtrack. So now we're going to listen to one track of this soundtrack. It's track number 4. I think it doesn't have a name, so enjoy it. Thank you. So hello everybody, now we're back again at the Guest of Soundtrack. We're really a couple of people here in the studio today, and we're going to start to present ourselves now. So let's start here.
My name is Fergal.
Please Gainer. A bit closer to the microphone.
Is that audible? My name is Fergal Gainer. I'm part of the art group Art Not Art with Dobbs here. We're from Ireland, from Cork in Ireland, which is right down the very, very south.
Just go ahead.
Which is right down the very, very south of the country, on the south coast. And we were invited over by Rome because we were associated with the Proto Academy in Edinburgh. And when Dirk Fleischmann in the Gasthof heard of our project, he thought it would be good for the Gasthof, so he invited us over there as well. And what we do is distill poutine, which is an illegal liquor. I'm sure Dobbs would like to introduce himself as well.
I'm Dobbs.
A bit closer to the microphone, please.
I'm one of the members of Art Not Art, and I think Ferg has explained it all, so I'll just let Michael say it.
Hi, my name is Mike Murphy, and I'm a guest of the Gasthof. I come from Canada, in Toronto, and I go to a school about an hour and a half away from Toronto in a place called Waterloo. So I'm thrilled to be here with the Gasthof, and I think it's a wonderful organization this year. And as far as the radio program that I would like to, the project that I would like to present today, it's called Station to Station, and it comes from the writings of Beckett and Mallarmé in inspiration. And it's just about the things that happen between two stations and how frequency can open things up for possibilities of communication that may not be obvious at first.
Okay, hi, my name is Marco. I'm from Serbia, from Belgrade, and I'm invited to participate at Gasthof through the art gallery in Belgrade. It's the Students' Culture Center, which is now famous for different kinds of art events, exhibitions, and performances that it's been organizing since the early 70s. And I think I'm here also to present the sort of an event that's going to take place for the second time this August in Belgrade. Its name is The Real Presence, and it's something quite similar to the thing we are having here right now. So it's sort of a Gasthof project, and we are going to present Gasthof project in Belgrade this August by video works from different artists and different people that's been taking part in it here. So that's it for the beginning.
Okay. Renato, what is...
Yes, hello. My name is Renato Arcoli. I come with the group from Toulouse, France. And we are 11 people, and we just done the breakfast this morning, and it was a great experience. It was something very simple, coffee and you know, cigarettes and newspaper, French newspaper. And then we are filming, shooting quite a lot, because a few of us will present some documentary at Real Presence in Belgrade as well. And what else?
You've been interviewing some people, no? After some conference.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I've been interviewing many people, but as I've got really nothing ready, I will let broadcast a few interviews of one night where we all presented ourselves. We were 3-4 people talking, and we talk about Gasthof, and we talk about art, and we talk about utopia. So, and it's not to take too seriously. Thank you.
Okay, so maybe we can listen it after. You will tell us when you're ready.
Right,
so
okay. It won't be clean, but what I mean is it's not edited, so...
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, hi, I'm Chad. I'm from Dublin, but I'm with the Toulouse group as well. And, well, I'm still recovering from Saturday night, and I'll be presenting some interviews on Utopia as well. And we'll see that anyway.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Markus from Vienna, and I'm very happy to can be here for the second time. Thank you.
Yeah.
To bring more.
Oh, we're all happy that you're here, Markus.
Oh, thank you. From the
so happy.
You're
so
happy.
I'm happy, and I'm studying a painting, but I'm here with a sound project, the Tofu Butchers, yeah.
Which you just heard at the beginning of this show.
Yes, I tried to find a little new mix for this Gasthof show.
Melanie?
Okay, so, well, I am Melanie. Well, I'm here. We will try to talk about what people think about Gasthof, because it's almost the end. And a lot of people are talking about what happened this week. And you have many different point of views of what we have seen, what we have done. And, well, maybe we thought that it could be interesting to talk about this and have different ideas. That's why we brought the recordings of these debates between people. And some people are arguing and some not agree with what happened, or, well, they have different kind of views. So we will try to talk about this during the show. So no.
We're right now trying to get the work from Renato done, because he's preparing his video camera where he recorded the discussion he just told us about.
I think that it's a discussion between people after Derrida, or they were talking about what they thought of the conference.
It's not really Derrida, no, we talk about Gasthof.
Gasthof in general.
Gasthof, okay. Ourselves a little bit as well,
uh-huh.
And over a few drinks. So.
Okay, I guess we're going to prepare it and...
I should ask a question.
Yeah.
Felicia, please go ahead and ask the question.
I'd like to know from you guys more about this distillation. How are you doing this, and how did you get this idea to make this? Is this common in Ireland to make illegal poutine?
it used to be more common when people had less money. But now that you have money, you can just buy vodka, so uh-huh. It tastes better.
If you can buy vodka, you won't...
Not so much so, anyway. It's something that happens down in the west of Ireland, in some of the kind of the poorer districts, where the landscape tends to be, they have very, very small fields with lots and lots of rocks around them, making up ditches. And you have these little, small, outlying farms, and a farmer out there who's miles and miles away from the police will get... Usually they make it nowadays from sugar and molasses, but we're doing the very traditional method, which is making it from potatoes.
Yeah.
So what we do is you boil the potatoes, and this breaks down the starch and provides sugar for yeast. And then you mix the yeast in with this kind of soup, and you leave it for about 4 weeks.
Which is called mash.
It's called a mash, yeah.
Yeah.
And you leave it for about 4 weeks, and this produces a certain amount of alcohol, but the actual liquid itself is foul. You couldn't drink it without getting sick. So you put this then into the main basin. We have a large copper cylinder. And you put heat under it. And when it gets to 78 degrees, the alcohol evaporates off. And we have a cooling system made of copper coil. And it goes through the cooling system and turns back into liquid again. And there's a little drip of almost pure alcohol coming out the other side.
Mm. With some impurities, obviously.
With minor impurities, which turn it blue and can make you blind.
Yeah, and you were invited to make this in this Raum.
In Raum, yeah. We're associated with a crowd in Edinburgh that Charles Esch set up called the Proto Academy.
Yeah.
And he came to Cork at one time, so our own art group has links with them. So they advertised the Raum affair, so we went over and stood at a Raum. But we had the Gasthof in our mind all the time because we'd read about the Gasthof. And we thought that it would be nice to have this instead of... a kind of an completely open affair where there's meant to be open conversation, and all every international kind of group can come in, and the whole affair seems entirely without rules. We'd have something small, secretive, illegal, hidden away in a garage at the back of the building, and anybody can come, and people do come, but it's just not, it's not so advertised, and it's not so, it doesn't seem so apparently open.
Ah, yeah. So you're burning behind, or did I understand? Oh, and people are coming to your place.
We spread it by word of mouth. If you pass by the shop and the little garage, which is outside, if you see light coming from the door and you hear the smell and the sounds, you can drop in.
And some people arrive to talk with you about this.
They have, yeah. We were experimenting the other night.
To talk, to drink, I think.
To drink mainly. And we sell them postcards as well.
Oh, yeah.
As souvenirs of their visit.
Okay, now the Renato sound piece is ready, so now we're going to listen to their debate about Gasthof. And he told me it's quite rough, and they were a bit drunken, so don't take it too seriously, and well, let's hear it. It's fun. I hope it works, actually, because yeah, we had to put the video camera to the turntables. So let's see if it works.
Yeah.
There's nothing coming in. Ah, okay. It's just very silent now. Okay, don't be afraid. It's running. It works.
Yes, it works.
Yeah, we're hearing something, but it's still very silent. Okay, now let's listen to this sound piece. We'll turn down the microphones now.
Je sais pas, il n'y a plus rien à voir. Tu peux préciser ta question? Ça, j'ai compris que tu voulais en français, mais je réfléchis.
I can remember drinking that like, in the back streets of Dublin. You throw it in the fucking back car to somebody.
Love.
Thanks, man.
Archib.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to ask you a few questions. What's your general feeling of Gasthof?
So my
I think it's a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To put it in other words.
Yeah. You know, I think maybe it's a little strange, you know. You've got many people in the same place with maybe, I don't know, 50 cameras.
Yeah.
There is something, it remembers me something, you know. 50 cameras every day works, and everybody in the same place during 1 week
filming each other.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your first answer. The second question is,
how much question have you got?
How do you think it will affect your life?
I don't know, maybe...
That's why I'm asking you.
Maybe I would stop everything after this.
Okay. Will we go get out now?
Third question.
Okay.
Do you feel more mature?
I myself, but don't you get out now?
After that?
After these few days spent here.
No, maybe before, but not after.
Okay, thanks a lot, and
see you later.
See you later. Okay. Yes.
Get it out, Johnny. Get it out. Action.
Hello. Your name is, as everybody knows,
Jean de Set.
Jean de Set, yes, and you come from
Set.
Set. Where is situated?
Exactly? In the south of France. Mediterranean Sea. It's a little island, you know?
Island.
Hello.
Yeah. What do you think about all this gastro event?
So.
Gastro.
So. Gastro is an foreign name, man.
Yeah.
Hello. And my problem is identity, you know? Mm. And where the stage come from. Everybody's name team, you know? I like it since I will. Ireland is one like it, no?
Yeah.
Our phones and like it, love it, and love in mail paper. What I've seen since relied on listening and the Paris and like it to go, you know? No? That is a problem. This is another question.
Yeah, what's the lesson you learned from? I understand your reaction because
of course.
Funny, but as we are all students, it implies somehow that we are learning some kind of lesson.
There is no more vodka.
Yes.
Yes. But I think I'm going to go. Alright.
Does this help your childhood?
Of course. It's a good question, you know?
Yeah.
But
when you were a child, were there gas talks going on? In your neighbor?
I think infinite in love gets off, you know, and not the problem for identity when I can for life now and so. And now we're thinking, you know, for me, I go, I'm not nice. I know,
yeah.
I can't say compliments, and I'm thinking, I love you, this John.
So the message is love for you too.
Oh yeah, love, yeah. Love.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Because the hospitality, is more important for me than anything. Something. To the appropriate dinner. Okay. Thank you very much. Jean de Set for Canal International.
A lot.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
So, who are you?
My name is...
not your name. Who are you?
I am an individual.
Oh, fuck off. You're European. You're about... I don't know.
I'm living right now on the planet Earth.
I travel with
Ryanair because it's very cheap. In fact, after Gasthof, I'm going to fly to Italy for 17 euros.
Oh, very well.
Yes.
So,
So I came here with a bunch of people from Toulouse, California, and it was fun, yeah.
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 And how do you feel yourself?
Frustrated. Yeah, all the time. Ever since I was born, it's a permanent frustration. Please don't to the children. Sorry. Oh yeah, there is a flight of cacahuete going on. Go ahead with your questions.
Maybe my questions.
Yeah.
Seems to be.
No, I want a question. What do you want me to talk about? Utopia?
Yeah.
Yeah, utopia.
That's a good idea.
Utopia, it's just a moralistic problem. What I mean is that people get involved in stories which imply good and evil, and then they try to do something good. The problem is that they end up doing something really bad for themselves and for the art.
And what do you think of the connection between...
Oh, the French connection.
No. Please listen my question.
All right, okay.
The connection between utopia and reality.
The problem is that between a utopia and reality, the boundaries are really thin.
Yeah.
What I mean is... where reality... ends, utopia begins.
Hello, we're back again, and this was original sound from the Gasthof on Sunday when some people discussed about the Gasthof. And now I'm giving the microphone to Melanie.
No, then we listened to these interviews, which were very strange, as you have heard. Maybe I would like to talk with Renato, who made this work. First of all, I would like to ask you why are you making this work? What do you find interesting in it? And what are the results of this work? What have you learned of this work?
Well, the thing which interests me the most is people, actually. And when this interview comes from a video, it's not recorded with a sound recorder. So when I'm in front of the person, I'm really fascinated about his or their expressions, and so the answer, in fact, the questions are not defined before, but they develop little by little by looking at the person. And
you have a question?
Yeah.
Okay. But the people were so drunk. Was this part of the concept?
Yeah. We went off to get drunk. And so we went to buy 3 bottles of very strong alcohol, and we decided to go to the room and to sit around the table and to drink it in the shortest time possible. And the aim was just getting drunk. And the 3 bottles, they were, to be precise, there were 2 bottles of vodka, one a good one and a very bad one, and a bottle of corn. And the bottles ended up in about 10 minutes maybe. So the interviews were made just after the last drops of vodka were swallowed.
How many persons drank these bottles?
We were actually about 6, and all the others were just spectators, and there were many people coming in and looking at this weird thing going on, and but we actually got isolated from the rest. We wouldn't look anymore at the people, and we would just be there around the table, and there were things during my interview, for example. They were throwing everything would come at hand, and like sticking cigarettes in my ears, or pulling cacahuets.
Peanuts,
yes.
You also drank?
Oh, yeah, quite a lot, yeah. As much as the others, yeah. Yeah, it was very regular, it was very democratic, yes. And it was just the beginning of the drunkenness. I mean, we weren't,
just the beginning. And I've heard that
strange transition when you're getting drunk, but you're not.
But people were saying, people, when you asked this question, what do you think, what do you feel in Gustav? People were answering that, I heard someone who said it's a joke because of the cameras. And
yeah, but I think it was, you know, to push it very far. I mean, not to say Gustav is great and Gustav is very well organized, you know, to get the other side of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to really get to the other extreme and say, yes, he's well organized, but maybe behind all this there is, you know, there
spontaneity
is,
and
yeah, I mean, to say, well, is he really that good, you know, and that, I mean, it's very first degree questions, and maybe a bit more, some more degrees of.
But and no. You also said that you were feeling frustrated. Why?
Oh yeah, but actually I answered like that just because there were many objects coming over my body, and but at the same time, yeah, I mean, we are all somehow frustrated, and you drink to remove somehow your frustrations and to be able to talk and to discuss and to talk.
Yeah,
that's why we drink, actually, to be able to talk. That's why we are in Gustav to talk.
But the irony seems to be the fact that it's organized around this sort of international rencontre, meeting people who are in the same sort of field as you, but you sort of feel uneasy about it because it's organized and it just doesn't seem to work out the way it should work out.
You think it doesn't work?
I think it works, but not enough.
Not enough.
Like this, I find I'm Irish. My first language is English, but I speak far more French when I'm here,
mm-hmm.
which is stupid, honestly.
That's kind of sad, anyway. If you have to bring the alcohol to, you know, loosening up for like equality of discussion.
Yes.
Well, I mean, is that
that's degrading my whole culture, is it not?
It's a sad world.
Well, just thinking.
Well, if I can, sometimes we can manage to have some great discussions, you know, even without drinking alcohol. The thing is that,
well, like, if we can go to more extreme, like you can use LSD for, you know, a number of people. Or
well, I don't know if. Yeah, that was true. We keep doing all these kind of experiences. But I think we are artists, and if we take LSD, I mean, we shouldn't do art during, you know, taking LSD, because we would produce things which we know already. So alcohol, you know, it rests a kind of, you know,
lubricator.
Through the time, it has always been good, you know,
for this
discussions and.
But Gustav is not only alcohol.
It's not only alcohol, but there was plenty of beer and plenty of discussions and very good food.
But why are you going into a Gustav just for drinking?
No, that's a consequence of it. I mean, everybody had a few drinks to, you know, just in order to spend some nice time together. But that's not the end.
To meet people.
To meet people, yeah, but I mean, it comes just automatically when you are with somebody to enjoy, you know, a good drink, and after, you know, can get worse.
I think that Marco wants to say something.
Well, I was going to say something about the whole concept of Gustav.
Yeah.
I think that it was quite well organized, but I think also that the people that take part in an event like this are those who break those preconceived concepts about such an event. So it doesn't really matter whether it was really well preconceived at the very beginning or not. I think it was all of us and everyone individually that made his or her contribution, own contribution to it. And I think that the Gasthof, as it was being conceived as a sort of a conference on the idea and phenomenon on hospitality, is something that proved its main goal by being the way it is. So alcohol was the legal part of the concept, although it was not meant to be a real drinking event. And the guy who was here a couple of days ago, a teacher from, a professor from the Goldsmiths College in London, he was talking about the idea of event in comparison to an art object as a result of an art process. So I think that Gasthof proved the idea of a real event, which would not be realized without all of us participating at it. So we made it a real event, if I'm quite clear with the idea of event I'm trying to proceed here.
Yeah, it's just I'd like to ask one question on that. I was to some extent an outside kind of observer, but we were invited in, whatever, but we weren't really among the student crowd, and we weren't one of the teachers either.
Okay.
I see the idea of the event, all right, but what makes this different from, let's say, rock festival, where you've got, you know, celebrities kind of drifting in and out, celebrity artists, and then you've got the ordinary people,
that's
apart from the drugs and the music?
No, that's great that you mentioned the rock event, because I was thinking about... Excuse me, can you... Please? it's great that you're mentioning the rock event, because... just after the lecture by Sarath Maharaj, there was the idea of a rock concert that we compared to this kind of happenings, of event. I just like the term event. So I think there are many similarities, but also there is a very big difference between a rock concert and this thing, because this thing, this event, was generally preconceived as a sort of an event where you could discuss and do different kinds of workshops and do sort of artistic in inverted commas, while as a common spectator you go to a concert, you're being there for 2 hours, it happens, then it's over.
Festivals rather than concerts.
Yeah.
Festivals,
yeah.
I think it's a
like
totally different.
3-day festival.
Yeah.
Kind of
even, yeah,
just
even
explain that you just described the festival, the same could be a music festival, art festival.
As in all
you
people.
Yeah.
I don't think you, in all fairness, made it, you know, some sort of a...
Right.
Yeah, if I could answer that question, I think the difference between the Gasthof and, say, Woodstock is that... Arlo Guthrie and Bob Dylan and all those guys, they weren't sitting around a microphone like this critiquing the actual event as it was happening. And Gasthof still is occurring. And this auto-critique and this discussion of the mechanics of the way the festival works and this notion of hospitality and people coming together, it's being articulated on an ongoing basis, whereas a music festival is more performative and spectator-based.
And more limited to a certain extent, even in a sense of time.
More commercial as well.
No, there's nothing bad in that.
No, it's just we know a particular festival in West Cork, the Lizard Festival. Lizard, which is a small base, a small group of people, and the tickets cost about the same price as to Gasthof. Mm. You walk around with the artists. They do spontaneous events in the woods around the place.
Yeah, one
in Nick Cave and these people.
One little problem we have, so the problem is time, but I think the rock stars are more acting than artists, maybe.
Oh, no.
Okay, but we have a new guest, and he has to present your group. You are together. Oh, can you say your name and so on?
Hi, my name is Alexander Weindorf, and I'm part of the group
from Stockholm, and we also have here Camilla Adler. We have two other guys, Christopher Paus and Eric Jörg. And we're people who did the project called the VIP Room. And that was happening in a place or club called Lola Montez 4 days ago.
Yeah, and how were the reaction on those on these VIP launch? Because you played with this difference between inclusion and exclusion, or?
Right, but also in terms of something been brought up here before of different status of people participating here.
Yeah. So, what is in your meaning, in your intention, something like hospitality? If it's something like an unbedingte hospitality, what is unbedingte?
Unconditional.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
If you have invitations with a list, 10 people can come, so right. the art schools cannot decide,
right.
Really, or the art students cannot decide. So an invitation in this form makes decision just change the form of decision if it would be an unconditional hospitality.
Right. I mean, first of all, idea was to kind of work around the old hierarchical structures, which of course existing in a situation like this. And the idea was to create a sort of separation in different senses, like, let's say, the physical sense of the room. What we did, I probably should just give a short description for people who didn't experience that. We created VIP room at the common regular situation club. And there was a distribution of a particular invitation put in an envelope where it was said, this is a personal invitation and you can bring one guest with you. So idea of create two categories of people, like who are included and who are excluded, and also sort of the giving away those invitations create sort of, it was part of the, let's say, performance or action where we chose some people by different criteria, and just some of them will get the invitation and people sitting nearby won't get them, and that will raise the question, who is selected? In those terms, also in the situation in the club, we've been we limited the physical space in two different rooms, where the one space, the larger one, was for everybody, and the second one was for limited amount of people who were selected by us. I should, for fairness, I should say the selection was made in practically in a random way, with of course with consideration to in a part of students' body, with consideration to gender and nationality, and in terms of the star status people, let's say curators and critics and so on, we were considered different personal relationship among them. Like, just say we have two people who are mother and daughter, so one of them will get the invitation, and then we have two curators from one particular exhibition taking place here in Frankfurt, so that was only one invitation was given to one of them. And also, like, all these people had a choice to bring somebody with them, so it's also sort of giving their responsibility to, like, prolonging responsibility to bring somebody else with them.
And if someone had no invitation, was this possible to get in?
No.
To ask,
no,
we discuss, were, and I want to get
well,
in.
Well, we wanted
to get in.
All right. I mean, people were kind of very aggressive. People were very aggressive and tried to get in. And of course, they called us. Some people called us fascists, and some people, for like, tried to.
I would like to ask you what was the aim of this event? Because by reproducing these systems that normally goes, I mean, in some discos or places, it's something normal, this selection.
Right.
So you were reproducing this, and maybe
the fact that it was the invitations were given at random, this is maybe the difference. So what were the things that you wanted to clear, to put in, to reveal?
Right. I mean, in that sense, of course, that situation not very unusual. We're all familiar with these kind of problems, and well, this is very common. We know about these structures, and the idea was like pointing at the hierarchical structure which existing in Gasthof. And in that sense, you may even go that far to call the VIP room as a mini Gasthof. Because it was in the same way.
But you really think that people have been selected like in this normal way, like you have the students who have been chosen? You really think that this kind of selection is going in Gasthof?
Well, I mean, it has to be some sort of selection, since not everybody from each academy in each European city or whatever can come over here.
Yeah, sure. Because
even they are saying
too many people. Yeah.
Right. But would be, I mean, so selection in some sense, it's, you know, this notion of invitation is including notion of selection.
Yeah. So, but the problem is we have to make the recordings. But okay, if you are a nation state and there's a war and there are coming migrants or flüchtlinge, then you can't say only 5 or only 100.
Well, but that
no,
brings.
But it's not the same. If 1,000 students would say we will come, so why not?
Well, but we have a situation. We have a situation in Europe with Schengen development. So all we have limitation in Europe. We cannot bring number of countries not letting some people in. And a lot of work actually about those limits or borders which we have in Europe.
Okay, so
now we have to make a cut because, thank you very much. I'm sorry. thank you for the interview. And because now we're going to come to the project from Mike. As he told us before, he's going to switch between two radios and their frequencies. So let's listen to it. Mike, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
The name of the project is called Station to Station.
say this was Mike's project, Station from Station to Station. And now at the end of our show, of the second and last Gustav soundtrack, Marco wants to give us a preview to the Belgrade Gustav. So, Marco.
Okay, just for the very end of the show, I'm just gonna say a couple of words about the event that's going to take place in Belgrade in August. So students from many different European academies, art academies, are going to be invited to the event, and they're going to do the kind of workshops, presentations, performances that are going to take place within the space of the museum of 25th May, which was former Titus Museum, with all its historical background. And they will be free to choose the specific places all over the city to do their own projects. So I'm just inviting you to apply for it and come to Belgrade by the end of August. Goodbye.
Okay, so that was the second part of Gustav's soundtrack. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.